King and Chum Salmon are still slowly building a run up the Yukon this summer, and fishermen are contending with everything from gear restrictions to wildland fires in their efforts to fill their racks. During the weekly teleconference with fishermen and managers in the U.S. and Canada, organized by the nonprofit Yukon River Drainage Fisheries Association, fishermen all along the river said heavy smoke from the intense fire season is hampering their fishing. But the fires haven't stopped the fish. The first pulse of Kings was in the river in early June and is now as far upriver as Koyukuk. But the overall numbers remain low. Roughly 13,000 fewer Kings have passed the pilot station's sonar project near the river's mouth when compared to this time last year. It's a different story for Summer Chum. They also began running just a week into June, and now two pulses have made it as far upriver as Holy Cross. Compared to last year, there are nearly 20,000 more chum in the water. The runs are still just average, though, and that means gear is limited to dip nets, beach seines, and the occasional live-release fish wheel. An unfamiliar tool for many on the Yukon, dip nets have been, for the most part, ineffective. Many fishermen are hoping to use smaller 4-inch mesh nets they say they simply can't get in their communities.